This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The news that President Biden will not run for re-election and that he is supporting Vice President Kamala Harris as the Democratic nominee brings us to a conversation with our own politics reporter, Carmen Russell-Sluchansky, this morning about what people are saying about this historic move in our region. Carmen joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jen. You know, you promised me the weekend off. I didn't get it.
You didn't get the weekend off, and we're glad for that because we get to talk to you with all your expertise. So the Biden campaign, as we have known, it was very good at bringing Kamala Harris to Pennsylvania. In fact, just over a week ago, she was here. She is Black and Asian American. She met with Asian and Pacific Islander Americans at a town hall in Philly. Before that, she has attended events in Philly to discuss all kinds of topics, student loans, abortion rights, gun-related legislation. How important is her recent routine presence in our swing state?
Well, obviously, those were campaign stops for the Biden-Harris ticket as they tried to get an advantage here in our state. And it was clear they saw her as an effective messenger on the issues you just mentioned. But now, having been here so often this cycle, even more than Donald Trump, that'll be an advantage she has over other Democrats that might be thinking about jumping in, you know, along with some other advantages she has.
And what are those advantages?
Well, for one, Harris will basically inherit Biden's campaign apparatus, including at least 24 campaign offices here in Pennsylvania, 3 in Philly alone. Then there's the money. She can tap the donations that previously came into the Biden-Harris Political Action Committee.
Yeah, and you've been busy on the phones, of course, talking to Democratic leaders in and around Philadelphia. Many are coming on board very quickly to support the vice president. Who have you spoken with?
Well, we talked to several Democrats and heard from many others one way or another through statements or social media. Now, first, I'd like to note that many Democrats in Pennsylvania expressed some sadness that Biden's dropping out, like Philly Democratic Chair Bob Brady, who refers to Biden as a friend.
He's doing the right thing like he always does for the country. That's what he thinks, you know, and he had a great career as a senator, a great career as a vice president, and did a great job in the 4 years, or 3.5 years that he was president.
Then there's Senator Bob Casey, U.S. Representative Brendan Boyle, State Senator Vincent Hughes, House Speaker Joanna McClinton, State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta. Basically anyone we could get a hold of yesterday said they are all in on a Harris campaign. Hughes said that he thinks it would be a real adrenaline shot for the Democrats, especially among young and Black voters in the state.
It's a new energy that is gearing up amongst the Democratic Party and folks who are advocates for a people-centered policy.
Okay. And the all-important Democratic delegates from Pennsylvania will have a lot to say about who was the party's nominee for president. Have you heard from any of them?
Yeah, but I would say the delegates appear to be keeping their feelings a little close to their chest, which kind of makes sense since they've been unfurling so fast and they still need to get briefed on things. But this is TJ DeLuco, a delegate from Delaware County.
Yeah, I'm excited to go to the convention. I'm excited to see the process unfold and see people work really hard to get themselves nominated, or just to watch Vice President Harris to work very hard to get herself nominated and connect with the delegates and connect with voters more.
All right. And Carmen, you were just at the RNC to follow the Pennsylvania delegation. What are Republicans saying about this recent news about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris?
Well, from what I can gather, Republicans are not happy about this, and they are accusing the Democrats of being undemocratic in their process, saying Biden is effectively anointing Harris. They're also arguing that she's too far on the left. Here's Jim Worthington, who was the chair of the Pennsylvania delegation to the RNC, and also, who was also a major donor to GOP candidates, including Donald Trump.
And here they are just saying, Kamala Harris, here you go. I mean, who's to say that Whitmer, Newsom, Josh Shapiro, who's to say that they shouldn't have had a chance to get in front of their voters and their delegates, you know, the voters and the delegates?
There's even some talk about filing a lawsuit over it. However, I checked with experts on party nomination rules, including, again, TJ DeLuca, who we heard and who was a Democratic Party parliamentarian, and also David Barrett, a professor of political science at Villanova. They told me the party is doing what they're supposed to be doing. And then when I asked Bob Brady what he thought about what Republicans were saying, he answered that it just shows that they're scared to face Harris in the general election.
Carmen, Bob Brady is also taking things, you know, one chess move ahead, coming out in favor of a VP for the VP.
Oh, yeah. So he told me directly, he's leading a movement among Pennsylvania Democrats to try to get Harris to pick Governor Josh Shapiro as her running mate. He told me that he thinks doing so will lock in Pennsylvania, his words. Now, I don't know about all that, but Shapiro may be the most popular politician among Pennsylvania voters right now. Polling shows he has a favorability of 50 to 60%, and he's gained some national attention during his short time in office already so far for his ability to handle crises such as the East Palestine train derailment, the I-95 bridge collapse, and the attempt on Donald Trump's life in Butler just last week.
Well, it's going to be a very busy week for pollsters and for money raising, right?
To quote Sarah Palin, you betcha. We can definitely expect some fresh polling in a matter of days. Now, the funny thing is that pollsters haven't even really had a chance to catch up to everything else that has happened in just the last 9 days, like the shooting and the RNC. Now, as far as fundraising, the first order of business will probably be to follow up with some upset Biden donors to get them back in the fold. I have to imagine that there'll be a whole new cadre of donors who will get involved now that Harris is on the top of the ticket, or potentially on the top of the ticket.
Yeah, well, thanks for spending time with us this morning to talk about this.
My pleasure as always, Jen.
All right. Carmen Russell-Suchansky, WHYY's politics reporter. You can get periodic updates on the 2024 election and how it impacts you locally. Subscribe to our newsletter. It's called The Swing, where you'll find Carmen's campaign 2024 reporting.